FM Morning News was brought to you by the Public Service Pension Fund, PSPF. Life is busy, and sometimes updating your information can feel like a burden. But outdated details can delay access to PSPF services when you need them most. The PSPF eKYC platform is a simple, secure way to update your information anytime, anywhere. With just a few steps, you can verify your identity, update your records, and stay connected. eKYC uses secure digital verification methods like one-time passwords and identity validation to ensure your information is accurate and protected. Keep your records up to date and enjoy faster access to your pension services. No queues, no paperwork, just convenience at your fingertips. Visit www.pspf.org.zm today and update your details with PSPF eKYC. PSPF. Keeping your pension promise. Bringing you out of the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
The National Democratic Institute, NDI, urges ECZ to exhibit total impartiality. Christian Church's monitoring group says political environment not conducive ahead of August polls. Within international news, former Botswana President Festus Mogae dies aged 86. And within sports news, spats on Dhaka attract Sevilla and Valencia interests.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, I'm Shekinah Sakala. Government condemned remarks made by outgoing United States Ambassador Michael Gonzalez, describing them as a breach of diplomatic conduct. Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation Minister Mulambo Haembe said the envoy's comments misrepresented Zambia's position and violated the Vienna Convention on Diplomatic Relations, which requires diplomats to respect host countries and avoid interference. Mr. Haembe stated that the concerns were not raised through proper diplomatic channels, calling it a disregard for procedure. He stressed that Zambia's relationship with the United States is based on mutual respect and equality, not aid, adding that negotiations on health agreements stalled over data privacy concerns, while Zambia rejected pressure linked to a minerals deal. On Tuesday, Christian Church's monitoring group, CCMG, raised concerns over political environment ahead of August general elections. The organization noted that while the Electoral Commission was on course in preparation of the polls, the political environment remains concerning. Group programs manager Peter warned that the political environment ahead of the August general election in Zambia is not conducive, citing the selective and misapplication of laws, especially the Public Order Act. Mr. Peter told Power FM News that there was calculated schemes targeting the opposition, with government agencies allegedly being misused to suppress opposition activities. Mr. Peter further expressed concern over serious fragmentation within the political opposition itself, warning that these diversions and divisions pose a significant threat to the country's democracy as the August elections approach.
But so one to believe that the commission is on course in terms of preparing for the election. As for the political environment, we believe that the political environment itself is not very conducive. We've seen a lot of attempts towards, misuse of laws such as the Public Order Act, so much so that they are targeting, opposition leaders. Institutions such as the Registrar of Society have also not helped in trying to bring order around political parties and the political participation. So we've seen that these provisions of the law or these pieces of legislation are being used to weaken political participation. But among the political parties themselves, again, we've seen a lot of fragmentation. There's a lot of...
And on Wednesday, within a related development, the National Democratic Institute, NDI, a nonpartisan, non-governmental organization that has monitored approximately 200 elections globally, urged the Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, to maintain impartiality in handling the upcoming general elections. The organization highlighted that the commission's impartiality was notably strong during the NDI's pre-election assessment. NDI Director for Elections Richard Klein stated that stakeholders expressed concerns about the ECZ's impartiality. He identified this concern as one of the key risks to the effective management of the elections. Mr. Klein emphasized that public perception of the commissioners is troubling and could undermine the credibility of the August elections. Therefore, Mr. Klein urged the commissioners to carefully manage their conduct to improve public perception. In the meantime, he advised the new reforms, public behavior at polling stations, and the ECZ's overall conduct will significantly influence the election outcome.
The conduct of an election is based both on the legal framework, though, but also the behavior of citizens at polling stations, in constituency offices, district offices, and the commissioners themselves. As the delegation has made clear, we call upon all of the commissioners to address long-standing perceptions of political bias through not only their words, but also their actions. This includes proactively sharing information in an acceptable and timely manner, regularly holding consultations with all political parties and independent candidates contesting elections, and being available to citizens as well as other stakeholders. We've also acknowledged that these will not be Zambia's last election, and that momentum for democratic reform should continue after, because Zambians remain committed to democracy, and they themselves want democratic change. Ultimately, the conduct and of these elections, as well as the meaning of these elections, will be determined by the people of Zambia.
On Thursday, opposition Democratic Progressive Party DPP leader Antonio Mwanza has sharply criticized his opposition counterparts, describing their calls for united opposition ahead of the August polls as hypocritical and calculated manipulation disguised in courteous language. Mr. Mwanza, formerly the outspoken Patriotic Front media director, argued that genuine opposition unity requires difficult conversations, honest negotiations, and humility, not personal ambition. He urged fellow opposition leaders to be sincere in their calls for unity, warning that the current appeals, which appear magnanimous, are actually schemes designed to advance individual bids for State House. He maintained that such tactics have significantly contributed to the fragmentation within the opposition. While Mr. Mwanza acknowledged that opposition unity is achievable, he contended that the efforts so far lack honesty. He emphasized that until opposition leaders prioritize the collective agenda over personal ambition, repeated calls for unity will remain rhetoric.
The fundamental reason why opposition unity has failed up to this time is because of lack of genuineness, lack of honesty amongst us as leaders. When everyone is saying let us unite, what they actually mean is that you come and support them. They're not willing to be led. They're not willing to step aside and allow others to lead. Instead, they're calling for unity, but what they actually mean is that you have to come and support them. That is not leadership. It is manipulation, and it cannot work. And this is the reason why it has become extremely difficult for the opposition to unite, because we lack sincerity amongst ourselves, and we want to use others to push us to go to State House.
In international news, on Friday, Botswana's former head of state, Festus Mogae, died at the age of 86, President Duma Boko has announced. The former president, who led Botswana from 1998 to 2008, had been in ill health for some time. In a statement last month, the government said he was receiving medical care at a hospital in the capital, Gaborone, without disclosing the nature of his illness. Mogae, the country's third president, is widely credited with strengthening Botswana's economic management and governance systems during a period of rapid growth driven by diamond revenues. In his address to the nation on Friday, Boko hailed Mogae as a leader who stood firmly for discipline, good governance, economic prudence, and advancement of our nation. Still with an international news, on Thursday, Democratic Republic of Congo President Felix Tshisekedi raised the possibility of seeking a third term in office, saying he would accept another mandate if backed by the Congolese people through a referendum. Speaking at a news conference on Wednesday, the 62-year-old leader insisted he had not